Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. And, of course, the podcast on fmr.co.za. When is an MPV not an MPV? Well, when it's an SUV. I'll explain. Kia gave me their Carnival to test, and about the only thing I didn't love was the name. Carnival makes an awesome seven-people family wagon that pretends to be all SUV in the looks department, and the name Carnival just sounds a little bit playful for this. This is just one awesome seven-seater family car that does it all. First off, the MPV SUV thing. Instead of looking like the socket wagon of the 80s, the seven-seater is all SUV in the looks department. Clever aluminium finishing of the C-pillar has it look like a proper SUV, hiding its length brilliantly. The car looks great if ultra-modern from every angle. The tiny LED projector lights on the front adding drama. But that's not all the delight. We have ride quality, and forget the numbers, this car is happy to take a lot of people and stuff and accelerate away from the traffic. For the numbers, it gets 2.2 liters of diesel power through two-wheel drive and an 8-speed auto box, 148 kilowatts and 440 newton meters of lovely torque, 0 to 100 in about 10 seconds, but it does feel quicker than that, and overtaking acceleration is enough. The 72-litre tank is good for a long way if you consider my test consumption of 8.5 litres per 100 kilometres. It's the interior that really delights, with good-looking and feeling finishes and a rear third-row seating origami that is unbelievable. The seats fold back and down into an enormous cavern where the spare wheel would usually go. But when they are down, you have a cavernous rectangle to put big stuff in, and I mean big stuff. And when up, unusually in this category, it has a huge boot space as the seats go up and forward, leaving a crater that would swallow a drum kit with ease. The second row has two buckets on rails that move pretty far in both directions, and they have a huge gap between them, making access via the motorized side doors to the third row a pleasure. And then there is the drive, comfortable without wallow, with all the driver aids in the top-end model that I untest. Radar cruise control, rear cross-traffic safety systems that saved my anxiety when a kid on a bicycle popped up as I was reversing. He was far enough away that I wouldn't have hit him anyway, but it was moments after the brake slammed on that I understood why that had happened. Great tech. The car has just about anything with over 10 USB chargers and even wireless charging and wireless CarPlay. Lane sensing and holding that worked, and generally an easy car to take the family on a long way with all their stuff. NVH was admirable. The car is quiet, efficient, great. For just over R1 million, this is a van that is never a van and is brilliant. You can get the Kia Carnival without the heated and cooled seats and the driver aids for around 800,000. It has the usual Kia 5-year unlimited mileage warranties and a 6-year 90,000 kilometer service plan. And that's it for Fine Motoring with me this week, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.